In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up, no shortage of potential buyers for Twitter this week. Making its way to the front of the potential bidder line now is Disney. Why this pairing might make sense. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. There's a lot of talk lately about Twitter potentially being acquired, with prospective buyers including Alphabet's Google, Salesforce, and newly making its way into the mix is Disney. Let's go right to the story. Joining us now is deals editor for the Wall Street Journal, Dana Simaluka. Hi, Dana.
Hi there.
Buyout rumors surrounding Twitter have been circling around for a while now. First, let's talk about where Twitter stands as a company and its status quo. It seems to have had trouble for a while in terms of user growth, in terms of ad revenue. Why is it that gaining traction and raking in profits have been such a problem for Twitter?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. Partly it's because they've had trouble with user growth, of course. And partly I think it's just because, you know, some of these things are hard to anticipate, but it seems like the platform doesn't lend itself as well to advertising, as well as a company like Facebook, for example, does. It just hasn't panned out. I mean, if you just look at the market cap of Twitter compared to that of Facebook, there's no comparison. And, they're both stalwarts of social media. So I think it's been a little bit of a surprise. But people, you know, tweeting, somehow they don't look at ads the same way they do on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. And having said all that, it seems to have appeal to a wealth of buyers. Why is a company like Twitter appealing?
Okay, well actually, one thing, let's be clear. It's not certain that, you know, wealth of bidders is the right term. We just don't know at this point, how many parties are interested and how robust their interest is. Mm-hmm. The one thing that seems clear is that Salesforce is there in some fashion, and now, as you mentioned, Disney is there in some fashion. Some of the other names that have been bandied about, we're not so sure how interested they really are. So I think it remains to be seen, you know, to the extent they run an auction, and it kind of does look like that's roughly where this is headed. You know, it remains to be seen how much interest there really will be. One interesting point is, you know, the shares of both the two bidders that have been most closely identified so far, Salesforce and Disney, have not done particularly well when it surfaced that they're in the mix. In particular, Salesforce fell about 6% the day they were first connected with it. Right. And that, of course, is because people look at Twitter's a weird animal. And people look at it and they have a hard time seeing what larger company it actually fits with.
It's an interesting match because you look at where things are right now. Twitter is venturing into streaming live video. A company like Disney is struggling with cord cutters. You kind of see where this is going. Do you think that might be a driving force in this?
Absolutely. And I think just one thing I would add to that mix is sports, you know, because Disney has got ESPN, which is a huge portion of that company's value. ESPN itself has grappled a bit with slowdown in growth. Twitter is now getting into, among other things, you know, streaming sports. So there's a question around whether there might be some synergy between ESPN and that effort.
And, you know, you look at the track record that Disney has. Can you talk a little bit about their past in acquiring tech companies?
You know, they've been grappling with this issue, not on quite such a large scale. In other words, you know, flirting with acquisitions of, you know, 21st century companies, you know, companies that can help them, you know, with, you know, online video growth and the cord cutting phenomenon for a while now. But their track record has been mixed. You know, they've had a few deals that, first of all of them have been smaller. And to the extent that they've proven themselves out, none of them or many of them have not proven out so well. So if, you know, if they do decide to really go for it with regard to Twitter, the precedents aren't overly encouraging.
We're going to take a quick pause. Coming up, the final word on this potential acquisition with Dana Simaluka.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Hi, this is Paul Gigot, host of the Potomac Watch podcast. Join me and my colleagues every week as we dissect all of the latest happenings in Washington and on the campaign trail. Check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. So, Dana, as we know, as you know better than me, it's very difficult to predict how these kinds of things will pan out. But based on what we've spoken about, what we know, how do you see this panning out?
So, you know, the big question now, of course, is will there be a deal? And then the derivative of that is with whom? And then another question is, how long is this going to take?
That's always the big question, right?
Right. So as you kind of implied in your question, I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. It's probably like, if there's a deal, it would likely surface by year end. The two bidders that, you know, we've discussed, both big companies, certainly have the wherewithal if they want. There are a few other companies that are looming out there that have a lot more wherewithal. You know, I'm talking about Google, Microsoft, Apple. Mm-hmm. Companies like that are always possible. And if one of those guys wanted to do it, they could probably blow a Disney or a Salesforce out of the water.
Sure.
So, you know, we'll have to see. Like I said, if we're going to get a deal, it's probably going to take a little while. There's no guarantee there will be one. You know, it's also conceivable that Twitter will do some kind of a deal short of a full-blown sale. For example, it could end up deciding to do a partnership with one of these companies.
Okay. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Dana Simaluka, thanks very much for the time.
You're welcome.
Once again, we've been speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Dana Simaluka. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.